Kum lerne mal gemar rot der tzadik vav amad alef. The Mishnah. So, interesting, there's a big controversy about Gid Hanosha, where the Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz in his sefer called Presi Plesi on Yerodeya, in Simit Samachay, writes that somebody who wrote that the whole Gid Hanosha is nothing to do, has nothing to do with the sciatic nerve, like we say, it's another nerve altogether, and it only applies to female animals. It only applies to female animals. In other words, the male animal can eat. And the Yenison Eibishitz says, it's Bob Mises. And he brings a raya from the Smag. The Smag says that Gid Hanosha noyegim bein bescharim bein benekevus. It applies to males and to females. So it proves it applies to male animals as well as female animals. So people write about Rabbi Yenison Eibishitz that maybe his sharpness, sometimes he made a big mistake. When the Smag says it applies to males and females, it wasn't talking about animals, it was talking about people. That applies to men or women. Nothing to do with the animals. So the Chacham Sofer then in the Tshuva wants to write that no, it does make a difference, because if it's only female animals, then maybe it only applies to males. And because it applies to female animals and male animals, it applies to females and males. However, all of these people who attacked Yenison Eibishitz that he was too smart for his own good were too smart for their own good, because none of them looked up in the Smag. Nowhere does the Smag say it applies to males and females. It doesn't even say that. In fact, they found a manuscript from Yenison Eibishitz that he himself edited, and there he says he crossed out the word smag and he put in, I think it's snag, which is sefer nikr gadol, which is a sefer, tells you all about the nikr. And there it says bein bescharim bein benekevus. It's actually talking about animals, and he was 100% right. It was a big controversy whether Gid Hanosha applies to male animals or only female. You can't have your rump steak unless they pull out Gid Hanosha. And because we're passing out Karmeya, that's not just the Gid Hanosha, but every vein that's inside. It's a very, very big job to remove everything. Now, in Israel they do it. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do it. It's very labor intensive. But they were short of meat, so they used to do it. So Israel imports a lot of meat from South America, from Uruguay, and Uruguay is a big controversy as well. Because in Uruguay, animals, when they eat too much grass, they get gas inside the stomach. So they belch. They belch a couple of times a minute. But if they eat too much certain kinds of grass, they get a lot of gas inside the stomach. So they do is they take a big needle and they go to one of their stomachs, and at the very top of the stomach they puncture it, make a hole, sometimes they put a little straw, so the gas can come out. And the big shaila is, does that make the animal treif? And then sometimes to prevent it happening, so either they put some kind of a spray all over the grass, or when a tzadik vav amid olav the Mishnah. No, so that they don't get the gas from eating whatever certain things, or they would give them another needle before, and that other needle before caused a lot of shilas. So there are some people who will never eat from meat from Uruguay. So, and since a lot of the meat in Israel comes from Uruguay, they have a problem eating meat in Israel.
So only over there the cows eat too much.
It seems over there they eat. It's not just regular grass; it's some kind of plant, whatever it is, that causes them a lot of gas. It seems Uruguay is famous for it, not Paraguay, which people also get meat from, or Argentina, or Brazil. What about Uruguay? Yeah, today go visit them. Look up the cows, see what's going on there. Oh. Rabbi Beck was a rav in Uruguay. Let's learn. Mishnah. Hanoitel Gid Hanosha. If somebody extracts the Gid Hanosha, sorry, if she yitel as kula, you got to, like Rabbi Meir said, you got to pull out every single vein. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedei lekayim boi mitzvah netilim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to take out everything, just cut the top part that's above the meat, and that's good enough. That's above the meat. Ha'oichel migid hanosha. If somebody eats from gid hanosha, we already had this before, kezayis, if he ate a kezayis, so if he got boy, he get 40 lashes. Ochlui ve'ein boy kezayis, if you ate it, but it was less kezayis, chai, you still get 40 lashes, because you ate a full gid hanosha. It's called a bedia, a complete, if you ate an ant, you get malka, even though it's tiny, because it's a complete, a whole thing. Ocha mezek kezayin, I ate from the right side of the animal and the left side of the animal kezayin is soifik. You get 80 malkas because they're both an aveda. Rabbi Yehuda says only one side is an aveda, and the soifik leboim, you only get 40 malkas. It says the Gemara Baite, Bar Piyule, Havikoi Kameda Shmuel, was standing before Shmuel, this is his name. Because Menaked Atoma, and he was being Menaked the Fai, Havikoi Goyim Lei, and he smoothed it out like Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't dig out all the extra veins, he just got rid of the Gid Hanosh itself. He told him, dig deeper because I want to follow a Meir and pull out also even the little veins that come out. If I wouldn't have been watching you, you would have given me to eat treif, because I hold like Rameir that the Gid Anosha doesn't end at the end of the Gid, but goes further down in the smaller veins. It is the guy got scared. He was being accused of being Michael Treifus, and Nofel Sakin and Meyod and his Saki and his knife fell out of his hand. On Malay, so Shmuel told him, like Tirtas, don't be scared. The Oyri Lach, Rabbi Yehuda, Oyri Lach. Listen, you didn't do the wrong thing. You were told the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Like, you don't have to get down to the small little veins. As long as you pulled out the whole gid, it's good enough. But I'm telling you that I want to be machman like Rameir. Omar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes made a comment. My deshok about Piyule. That which Bar Piyule took out the Raisel Rabbi Yehuda satisfied the obligation from the Torah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like, but the Rabbanon he didn't satisfy. Miklal the Shaye the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda means that he left over the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. Elo the Oidele, Keman Oidele. So who do you rule like a Mei holds Mahatayda? You have to pull out all the veins. L'chayda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pull out. But the Rabban has to pull out all the veins. So this guy who didn't pull out all the veins, just pulled out the main one, is L'chayda and follows nobody. Elo Rav Sheish is my deshokal. We're up to that 96A. Towards the bottom, the five lines on the bottom of the page. We're about to start the two dots in 1 second. Yeah, if you bring me, I'll show you this. Bar Piyula, Daraisa, Bar Piyula, Mahatayda, Umay Deshaya, and the part that he left out, Daraisa Behuda, that Abundant Ameir. Now, the Ameir also agrees that Behuda, the Mahatayda, you only have to pull out a vein. Those little veins are only Medir Abundant, which only according to Ameir, which we followed. Yeah, Behuda, the Abundant Shara, Behuda, the Imra Abundant is Mutter. We're up to the words now, Ha'oichel Megid Hanosha. Want to show here? Give me. No, we did that already. We are up to. Yeah. Okay. If somebody eats Megid Hanosha, maybe we start doing Rashi plenty of time. The Taita did not asin Elosha al Hakapavat. Shmuel said the Taita only asin the part above the spoon. The part that's above the spoon, the meat around it, or the. Spoon. The thing around the sciatic nerve looks like a spoon. So therefore, the part that's above the spoon, that's the part that's also. Now it says al kafayerech above the spoon of the thigh. That's the part that's also matayda. Omer a papa says ketanoi. You would see it's a machlekes tanoim. Let's do Rashi. Ala kafayerech above the spoon. The afap, even though shahagid oruch, the gid is very long. Ain't also. You know what part of the gid is forbidden? The part that's resting above the spoon. Kaf, we're just doing Rashi. Basar hasayve vesakuli. This is flesh, meat that surrounds the bone. V'dovug le'etzim, it's attached to the bone. The hagid ha'aruch sheichiv miktsase al gabi esibasa. Part of the gid is above that meat, and part of it is buried into that meat. Says Shmuel, the part that is awesome, ma'atayt is only the part above that meat. Omer Rapapa Ketanoi, says the Gemara, Rapapa says, it's like a machleg Ketanoi. It says, Ochlu ve'ein boi kezayis chayiv. If they ate the Gid Anosha and there wasn't a kezayis, they're chayiv. Rabbi Yudai, but Achi, hey boy kezayis, until you have a kezayis. Says Rashi, Omer Rapapa Ketanoi, can the father will explain that Rabbon and Isla Shmuel, they hold that the Gid Anosha is the part above the calf, and therefore. And therefore, if he ate all that, it's like he ate the whole Gid Anosha. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. He holds that this goes deeper than that. Rabbi Yehuda, actually, you're not liable for Gid Anosha unless you ate a kezayis. Bottom line of the page, my time is Rabban Ber Yehi, it's a separate creature. The new page, 96b. But Rabbi Yehuda. Beria bifne atko, bracket means you take it out. But basically means is that the part of the Gid Anosha that's above the meat is like a separate entity. And if you ate that whole thing, I don't care how small it is, you're liable like you ate an ant. However, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not liable for gidden usher until you ate a kazayis. Why? Because the Torah says lo ye ochel, and whenever it says the word achila, eating like a kazayis by matzah, it says be'erev tochel matzahs. Then we know you have to eat a kazayis, because anytime slam achila is a kazayis. Yes. That's right. So Rabbi Yehuda says eaten means a kazayis. That's how the Torah writes, don't eat, do not eat. Therefore, the children of Israel, since the story of Yaakov, the Torah can write any way they want. But they told us a story about Yaakov and the Malach, and then they said, from then on in, Al Kain Lo Ye Ochlu Yisof, and because of this, you will not eat. That's what it means, it's clear. It's clear. But Rabbi Yehuda, Achilik Sibah, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't eat, and eating is generally kazayis. But Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold that none do with the kazayis. As long as he ate the entire gidden usher above the meat, you're liable. What do they do with the word Achilah? Rabbanon, he Achilah, the chi is, you know what Achilah is? Tetu Achilish. What happens, the chi is be above the chamish zayis? The Rabbanon said, you're not liable for, you're liable for gidden usher if you ate the entire gidden usher above the. Above the kafa yedach, above the meat. What happens if the is like four or five kazesim? According to the Rabbanon, you're not liable unless you ate all four or five kazesim. So you think you have to eat the entire thing. Therefore, it says ya'ochlu, you're eating to tell you either one, whichever is the small one. If the entire gidanosh above the meat is less than a kazayis, you're liable. If the gidanosh is three or four kazayisim, but you ate one kazayis, you're liable as well. That's what the Torah is telling you. Ahiya achila dechi izbe, if there has arba the chamisha zaysim, four or five zaysim, va'ochel chad kazayis, you ate one kazayis, mechayiv, you are liable. That's what it says there. Let's just do that top Rashi. Rabban and Ahula, Hashem teach you also. The Avraham, even though the Ochel Kula, you didn't eat all of it. Mechayiv bekazayis, even one kazayis mechayiv. The Loitem, you shouldn't say. Why mechayiv by the Ochel Kula? You're not chayiv until you eat all of it. The Loilam and really kol heicha. The Ochel Kula, like being kazayis, maybe you have to eat the entire thing, small or big. If it's coming from Rashi, no, either kazayis or the thing. Back to the Gemara, three lines on top. But Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn that from? He says Me'asher al kaf hayerech nafke. If it says the section above the yerech to tell you that even though you only ate, in other words, Abiyuda holds that even the part of the thing that goes into the kafa yerech is also part of the gidan osha. So why does the Torah say the al kafa yerech to tell you that even though you didn't eat all of it, you only ate the part that's above, you're also liable. Even though you know he didn't eat all of it, so I already know that. He says Ma'asher al kafa yerech nafke Rashi Abiyuda. Three lines to the top. Ahula Yitzchak, let me know to tell you the Masha Kafir Nafke. If we learn it from Masha Kafir, the Leibini, we don't need Ada Ochele Lekula. You have to eat the entire Gidan Osher. That Filo Le Ochele didn't eat Ela Masha Ala Kaf, above the Kaf, Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Ubavancha Tehei Shamachil, as long as you eat. Says the Gemara, Shemachil, as long as it's called eating, eat a Kazayis. Back to the Gemara, but Rabbanon, what did Rabbanon do with Al Kafir? They hold like Shmuel that the only part of the Gidan Osher that's forbidden is above the Yerech. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Gidan Osher, the sciatic nerve, is forbidden, even the part that goes inside the Yerech, but not the small little veins that's come out of it. The Rabbanon of here holds that no, the only part that's Osir Mahatayda is above the Kafi Yerech. But with the Rabbanon, it's Osir. Even down to the small little veins, but the only part that's matzah is above the kafir yerech, and therefore when it says a kafir yerech, what's it called? So Rabbanu say, why is the chilul teach you either one? Says more right, Rabbi Yehuda hayerech siv, the kuli yerech. I disagree. I hold it says that you shouldn't eat hayerech, the entire sciatic nerve, even the part that's inside the meat. It's aser. Not like you say al kafa yerech, only the part that's above. I say al kafa yerech to tell you that even though the sciatic nerve continues further down, if you only ate the part, the section that's above the yerech, you're also liable. But the Rabbanon hold no, the only part that's aser matzah is al kafa yerech. But Rabbanon, no, you know what we need it for? Ahu deposhet isudei bekuli yerech. There's different nerves there. How do I know which one's aser matzah? That's why it says hayerech. That tell you that there's a long, the one that's long that goes all the way from top to bottom. That's the one that's sciatic nerve. That's a caveat. The other nerves are called something else, only osam the rabbanon. I would have to go like, Rashi the kula yedech, but let's lay the shmuel doesn't agree. I'll call mokim sheyechel mimenu kazayit, any part, chayv v'chayv. Rabbanu, who hayedech shminen osa teacher, they ain't osa ela primi the poshet su the kula yedech, only the inner, the sciatic nerve. Talking about, and that's what I told you before, the whole argument of meaning is nebishitz. Lafuke chitzin the leg. Back to the Gemara. But the outer ones, either above the knee or below the knee, is not considered git an usher. Ula oilam shal kaf. But what section mahatayda is usher only above the kaf? The high kaf and Gemara. But we need the word kaf lemuute the oif by a bird. There's no such thing as a git an usher. The less like kaf. We need to tell it as a spoon, but a bird, because they don't have a spoon, it's not shaped like a spoon round, there is no such thing. It says two different kafs. Says the Gemara, next Mishnah. Yerech atfai, shenis bashel bo gidhanosha. We had an argument before, the gidhanosha is a piece of wood, or actually, yesh begidin benois, that has some taste, some flavor. Says this Mishnah, yerech atfai, which is treif. Hasn't it gidanosha? Shouldn't it bashel bo gidanosha? Why is it treif? Because you left the gidanosha inside and you cooked it. And the question is, okay, now after you cooked it, you pull out the gidanosha, can you eat the meat? We know that if a piece of treif falls into kosher, we measure 60 times as much. It all comes from right here. So let's see how it works. So you cooked the entire thigh and the gidanosha you left remaining inside. And now the question is, can you just extract gidanosha and eat the thigh? Im yesh bo benois tam. If, for example, that the flavor of the gidanosha is the meat, the thigh is small, so therefore the gidanosha's taste is felt. It is forbidden. In those days, we didn't have to rely on shishim. You can just taste it, and they'll tell you if there's a taste of gidanosha or not. How can we taste it? How can you taste it? Maybe there's gidanosha, and maybe it's treif. How do we taste it? Kate said, Mishaylinoi. So first of all, how do we judge it? And we'll get a goy to taste it. How do we judge it? Kibbasar belefes. It's like meat with vegetables. We imagine the thigh is the vegetable, and we imagine that the gidhanosha is the meat. Now, if this would have been meat and vegetables, and that quantity of meat and that quantity of vegetables, and you cooked it together, would you feel the taste of the meat in the vegetables? If you would, then it is usher. If you won't, then it's all right. Imagine it's meat and vegetables. Because these, shiur and halacha moshe m'sinai, and that's how you measure. Rashi, kibasa belefes royin. We imagine on the Mishnah keilu hayerech left, as if the thigh is vegetables. The hagid basa, and as if the gid is meat. The ilu hayinois and tam, and if it would have given a flavor. Basar kishir hagid belifta is, and if they'll say the meat in the vegetables give flavor, it's the same amount that the gid would have given flavor. Hayerech also forbidden. The shiurin halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All of these quantities are locha, Moshe, Messinai, Ugimidi, we learned from Moshe, the Bahochim, Meshai, this is how you assess. You assess it if there's a flavor or not. Afapish, Ilu, Haya, Kruv, had it been cabbage, a kaflu, something else, something similar. Haya, Tzari, Pachas, Yaisa, you would need, in other words, every one is different, depending what, meat gives so much flavor into vegetables. You have other ingredients, the ratio will be different. There's no one standard. It depends if you feel it or not. That's all it is. Later on, we said 60, as we'll soon see. Second, we're right. Back to the Mishnah. Gid hanosha, a gid hanosha, shen is bashel that got cooked im hagidim. There were a number of veins, and you cooked them all together. Most of them are you allowed to eat, but the gid hanosha, they say, I'm not allowed to eat. Bizman shemakidoi, and then, now you have two issues here. You have the issue is, you don't know which one of these veins are treif, number one. Number two is the flavor in the whatever else, in the gekecht, in the food that's all around it. So let's talk about first the gidin. If you can recognize which one is the gid hanosha, which vein is the long one, and which ones are the kosher ones, then you pull that one out, obviously, and then the rest, you look benois atam, and you make the same ratio. If there had been meat and vegetables, would you feel the taste of meat? It's treif. If you wouldn't feel the taste of meat, it's mutter. But vimlav, if you cannot tell which is the kosher gid and which are the treif one, then not only forget about the vegetables, you cannot eat the gidin. Kula nasudin, everything is forbidden. All the gidin are forbidden, because each gid is a question. So which one is it? Even though the gidin might be 20 kosher gidin and one not. But now they're mixed up, you know what they talk, why don't you follow the laws of majority? It is forbidden. But vaharaitim noyatam, what about the sauce? Not the gidin, but the sauce, the gravy. That again depends on the ratio, if you feel the taste or not. Rashi. It says, "Bashli magidim shall hetzer have permitted bisman shemakide mashlichi throw it out toss away lechutz." Then can't ela toss. Only worry about the flavor. Benois and tam im yesh benois and tam bechol elu. If you can feel the taste, cool, and they're all aser. Well, the common mefarish the nois and tam. But how do you work it out? The min beminoi. She'ein adam yachal avchinoi. What about if it's, let's say you have gravy, kosher gravy, let's say you have 10 veins you're cooking together. The taste, the flavor of all 10 veins are exactly the same. So what are you going to taste? How do you know which is treif, which is kosher? They all taste the same. They're all, you know, gravy of veins and all that meat. So then we have the rule of shishim, 60 times as much. She'yudu b'shishim. And v'imlav kulan asurin, if not, if you cannot recognize which gid is asur, which is doing Rashi and the Mishnah, v'chol echad yeshleim azehu, each vein we can say, that's it. Either might be 19 kosher veins and one treif of vein, one could just rely on roiv. We can parich, the more already asked, livatul beruva, let's rely on roiv. This manch makin, but if you recognize the kosher vein and the non-kosher veins, toss it away. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The chain likewise, the same thing applies. Chaticha shel avela, you have a piece of meat that's treif. The chain chaticha shel dog tummy, or a piece of fish that is treif. Shel nizbashli machaticha, you cooked it with a bunch of other pieces of meat that are kosher. So there's two problems there. First of all, the meat, and then there's the gravy. So bisman shemakid, and if you recognize the treif of meat, throw it away. Then you can eat the rest of the meat and benoise tam, and you look at the regarding the gravy and the gals. You look at the flavor. If you feel the treif is less than shishim, that's asur, and if there's more than shishim of kasher, then it's mutter. But if not, kula nasuris, they're all asur. And if you don't recognize which of the treif of meat, you cannot eat any of the meat here. And v'harayte benoise tam, and the sauce, the gravy, we look at for shishim or not, or if you feel the taste. Rashi, bezman shemakidin lechaticha se'isa, the treif m'sha'arina benoise tam, then you assess, you know, there's a flavor. The ein b'enkedei lasa tam, let's say there's not enough in the treif to give it any flavor, b'shal heter hadei hasha'am b'toi, everything mutter. V'imei makidin, if you don't recognize which of the treif of piece of meat, kol hachatichas asur, every piece of meat, we're worried, maybe this is the treif. The chol achas yishloch, each one we are worried, we'll even say, shem zuhi har zuhi, maybe this is it, v'horeit of mutter, and the gravy is mutter. Im ein bechatichas ha'isr, if there isn't in the piece of isr, k'dei losas tam, b'chol hachatichas, if there isn't, yeah, if there's a, not, when is the gravy mutter, if there's not enough flavor coming out of the treif of meat to give a flavor into the whole mixture. A kefir of a reitif, the sauce and the gravy. Okay, look at the Mishnah Gemara. Shmuel, when are we worried about flavor and we have to check whether the flavor of the treif gid is there or not? Like Shonu Elish and his basketball, it got cooked, so it became very moist and the flavor spread everywhere. Avol nitzlaba, but if you actually just grilled it, when you grill it, it doesn't spread everywhere. All you have to do is kailif v'eichel. All you have to do, you peel the meat and you can eat it. We're talking about the yerech. The Mishnah talks about you cook the yerech together with the gid hanosha. When is there a problem only? And we say we imagine the gid is meat and the yerech is vegetables, and we use a ratio of 60, or you taste to see whether. But when is that talking about if you cooked it together? But if you grilled it together, then we say the flavor of the gid did not really disseminate throughout the meat. All you have to do is pull out the gid and maybe a little area of the meat all around it. Kedei klifa, a peel, and that's enough.
It would be inside, right?
So you're talking about it inside, yeah. So you take the meat off.
And then
exactly. Until you get to the gid. Rashi. Lo yishanu dechi yesh boi menoish and tam, but if the gid can give flavor. Kol hayyeh dechassur and tayyeh thayyeh zassur. Eloshen is bashal shaharoit of maila tam b'chol abasa. Because the gravy, you know, passes the flavor throughout everything. Avon throughout the tayyeh thayyeh. Avon nitz was grilled imoy together. Nitzim is betoich, it shrivels up. It doesn't disseminate the yoytze bebasa and travel through the flesh. So what do? Koylef v'oichel. You do is kolayim choytich elyon. You cut off the top pieces of meat v'oichel. You eat it. Ad shemagil gid till you arrive. You get to the gid. Says the Gemara back to the Gemara. Two lines at the bottom. Ain't it's not so. Didn't Rav Huna say gidi a goat? Shetzolei bechel by a goat that you roasted with its fat. Also, lechel, you're not allowed to eat. I feel the mereish osnay. In other words, we're saying that even though you grilled it, the fats travels throughout the entire animal, even to the tip of his ear. And you tell me that when you grill something, it doesn't travel anywhere. Rashi, the chelba shalay natul chelav aklois. He didn't take the fats off the kidneys, which is treif. I feel the mereish osnay. She ain sham chelav. Even though there's no fats there whatsoever, yet it traveled through alma poshit isure bekule. So we see from here that it spreads everywhere. So the Gemara, shiny chelev. No, what are you talking about? Even fats, the mefafeya fats. You know, when it melts, even grilling, what happens to fats? It turns into liquid. So of course it's going to disseminate and travel everywhere. We're talking about a gid hanosha, and we're talking about the flavor of the gid hanosha, some of the gravy inside. It doesn't travel when you grill it because it shrivels up. Mefafeya. So says the Gemara, Uver Chaylev Asa. So you want to tell me that fat is Asa? Varama Rabba Bachana, Uv the Havim runs an incident, Kameh, Rav Yechanan, in before Rav Yechanan, Bechnishta the mine, in the shul, in the gathering place of mine, Big D, there was a goat, Shetzoli Bechelba, they actually grilled it, they roasted it with it, with its fats, Vasu Vishailu Rav Yechanan, they asked, they left some of the trade fats inside by mistake, can they eat the rest of the meat and just cut out the kidney area? And they asked Rav Yechanan, Varama, Koylev Vahoychel Achimagi Lechelba, he told them clearly, you can eat all the meat, and when you get near the fats, just cut around the meat. In other words, he's saying there that even by fats, when you grill it, the fats does not travel. Says the Gemara, three answers. Number one is, Ahu kochesh haver, there that fats wasn't really fatty. It was very, you know, it was not very fatty, and therefore it doesn't really travel. Only fatty fats travel. Number one. So therefore you can cut out, you can eat all the meat, just to get, and when you get near there, just peel off, you know, the meat right next to the fats. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar, Kulya bechel b'haver v'shayim. They were talking about the kidney with its fats, and there's a membrane there between the fats of the kidney and the rest of the meat. And that membrane held back, it's nothing to do with grilling. That membrane held back the fats. And maybe cooking might be different, but when you grill it, even though fats travel, but there's a membrane, they're holding it back. Therefore, v'shayim, let's eat the rest of the meat. And the third answer is, Ravim barav adam ad kilbis b'ilfes haver. He says a whole different story. There was treifel, little fish, in a pot together with meat, and that's what happened there. But also shailu Rabbi Yechanan, they came to ask Rabbi Yechanan, what is the din over there? And va'amalu, and he told them litamei kefel armo. He didn't say eat the whole meat. In fact, it's a different version of the whole story. In fact, it sounds like it's a different story altogether. Because the first story was they roasted the meat, and here the third answer is it was fish. It was this, and he didn't say eat all the meat. He says go to a goy and ask him to taste the flavor. So how do they know b'chal is the same story? Anyway, every time Gemara says that, you always wonder. Rashi, mifafeya belaz traditional laz mevatzveitz v'hoylech. It grows and it travels umispasha b'chol abaser and travels throughout the entire flesh. Kulya b'chel b'habe v'sharya. It was talking about the kidney with its fats. It was a membrane. It was a mafsik karma. There was a membrane there that was holding it back. Kilbis is sheketz dogim tanim. Tiny little fish with nishlug Rashi, that's not kosher. The ilfishal basar in a pot of flesh. That was the story there. And therefore, the idea was that it was a fish in a flesh. The fish was the isa. There's no fats there that traveled anywhere. We're not talking about within a behemoth that had fats. Within a behemoth that had fats, maybe taka, it travels, like we said, even to the tip of the air. Here, there was little fish, there was meat over here, and the question was, these little fish traveled into the flesh. They weren't one thing, they were separate. So he said, no, just peel off maybe the meat next to the fish. And then he said, let the goy taste. What a goy, Rashi. Litamik feila, nachtum mei v'gechavim, a goy shabaker. You can rely on a goy if he's tumay, only if he's telling you the story the way it is. Don't tell him. Big machlek is a shinim. According to Rashi, it seems clearly from here, when can you accept the testimony of a goy if he doesn't know that he's on trial? He doesn't know that you're relying on him. But Rashi actually requires two things. He requires an expert, a nachtumay v'kachav, not stam a goy, a nachtumay v'kachav, a guy who's a baker, a guy who knows about these things, and then Masiach Levituma, you just ask him, you know, nonchalantly, so tell me what's going on there, you know, in a very innocuous way. Tesis, however, there's other shame learned that no. Rashi, look at Tesis, that's very tiny, small Tesis. Samchinak Fela, about 8 lines into the wide lines, says Tesis, Samchinak Fela. Avagav the Oivikham is a goy, how can you rely on his testimony? Kivan the Kfelu, he's an expert. Loy Meshakit, he won't lie. Shala Yafsid Umnasi, he doesn't want to lose his trade. Doesn't want to lose his trade. So Rashi holds you need two requirements. He has to be an expert, and he should not let her know. And we actually had the Shulchan Aruch in the Yadim, he shouldn't know that he's being questioned. According to Tesis, he's an expert. Even if he knows, you can trust him because he knows if he lies, he'll be caught out and he'll lose his geschäft. So he'll be honest, not because he wants to be honest, he'll be honest because he has no choice. Good for business. Okay. Thinking about right. Omar Rav says, Rava, Mereish, from the beginning, have kokashli, it bothered me, hodet tanya. This that we learned in Ebraism, we'll learn later on again, kededa pat, shebishel babosar, a fleshik pat, that you cook meat, lo yevashel b'cholav. Obviously, you know, I cook milchiks in there. Ve'im bishel, and if you did cook milchiks, what's it in? Be nice and tam. If the milchiks in there is that much, the quantity is that great, that you no longer feel the taste of the meat inside the walls, no problem. And if not, not. truma. If by mistake you cooked a little bit of truma together with chulin, and a yid cannot eat truma on your coin. Lo yavash b'chulin. So obviously, if they have a pot of truma, don't cook the chulin. But v'im bishul b'noisin tam. If you cooked truma in chulin again, but by truma you need a bittel of 100 times. So you get, you taste it. If you could feel the truma part of it is forbidden, and if it's more than 100 times, it is permitted. Says the Gemara. So how's it work? Bishleimet truma time la kain. When it comes to truma, you give it to kain, you can taste it. Elabasa b'chalav man time la kain. Elabasa b'chalav. Who's gonna taste it? But b'chalav, no one's allowed to eat it. How can he eat? Taste the pot to see. And for the Gemara, hashta the Omer Rabbi Yechon. Now Rabbi Yechon just told us samchinen akfele alma. You can rely on a guy who's an expert. Whether he has to know about it or not. He's like, when it comes to treif, you give it to a guy, an expert who's a chef, who knows what he's doing, and you get a chef. You can't give it to a guy. So a person who's sensitive to flavors, and you ask, can you tell me, can you feel the flavor of the treif or not? Rashi, Tom Lakoyin, Sheshnei, Mutun Lakoyin, he's like, eat truma and chulun. So he's the one who tastes it. Chulun, but truma. We learned so many places, you got to test the flavor. Said. So Gemara now concludes. Back to the last line of the page. Rava says, the Rabbanan many times says when it comes to things, you have to taste it. If you feel the treif, it's to us. If you don't feel the treif, it's mutter. But Amar Rabbanan and Rabbanan say other occasions, like Abiyachin, said, give it to a guy to taste, an expert. And the Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan also gave another rule, Shishim. You have 3 rules. You have the rule of Shishim. When do we use that? We have the rule of Nais and Tam. When do we use that? And we have the rule of Kfeil, Armor Kfeil. When do we use that? So Murna gives a rule how it used to be, which today we just have these rules, but we just always use Shishim or Meya. This is how it used to work. Min b'she'ein and mina, if it's 2 different flavors, so obviously when you taste it in the Gemara, you can feel it, you know, if the treif is a different mean than the rest, and, you know, if you can feel whether there's a flavor or not. Min b'she'ein and mina, dehetera, if it's mut, for example, truma. If it's truma and chulin, you're allowed to eat. Who can eat it? A kain. So don't rely on any rules. Give it to a kain. Could be 50 times as much. And the kain says, no, I don't feel the truma there at all. That's good. It's a bit timer. All you do is taste it. The isud, if it's treif, who's going to taste it? A piece of treif fell into kosher. Fleishik's in the milchik pot. Or milchik in the fleishik pot. What do you do? How do you... You give it to a goy. Big failure. A goy is your expert. But what about umin b'minoy? If it's the same, a treif of flesh in kosher flesh, there's no point in tasting it because they all taste the same. What do you do then? That's when you have the lekel mekim atayim. There's no way of being establishing the flavor. Or inami, or even min b'she'en minoy. 2 different flavors, but the sort of treif. So the chayda, you can give it somebody to taste. Or but the lekel kfeila. There's no goy around that you can hear. There's no expert. Then you rely on shishim. Then you rely on shishim. Rashi? You can distinguish the taste of the name. They're both mutter. For example, can taste it. Lamoshel truma v'chulin. Then b'taima yati menu koin. Let the koin taste it. Im ain't truma noisen as tam b'chulin. If he doesn't feel the taste of the truma in the chulin, then yachal hataf shel af lazarim. Or yachal hataf shel lazarim. You can eat, be eaten by anybody. The sort of his treif kegoin bosa bechol meat and milk she ain't ben bris yochel utama yid cannot taste it. Then some chin nakfei rely on this expert umin b'minoi ben deheitera ben the sort of the lekel hafchi cannot taste the taste or inami or min b'she ain't minoi the sort of lekel or min b'she ain't minoi of iser and there's no expert oive kecham goy de l'tamei mishadin then we mishadin b'shishin by 60 with 60 times as much. Okay, we'll continue with the show.